Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's the first day of the week and time to get an update on the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. And as always, to help us, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
There was a really interesting announcement recently. Clemson announced that they're joining with the Indian Institute of Technology in Delhi to create the Center for Innovative Medical Devices and Sensors. And this is Clemson Department of Bioengineering. And so it's impressive that, you know, we've gotten to the point where we're strong enough globally that folks around the world are starting to want to partner with us. The Clemson lead on this project is Delphine Dean. She's actually a business partner of mine in Accessible Diagnostics, so I know Delphine really well. We've actually been to India together before. She's the Greg Graneville Associate Professor of Bioengineering at Clemson. Focuses a lot on medical devices in low-resource settings. So, you know, how do you take some of the technology we have and make it available in places where you might not have the same infrastructure? One of the things they're hoping for out of this center is to focus on what they call translational research. And that's research that's very close to being marketable, still university-based, but something that you could start a startup around. That's just pretty encouraging, isn't it, that we're starting to build these kind of global relationships?
Well, it's great. And so the work will happen at both universities?
Right, absolutely. And so students from Clemson will go to India. One of the early areas they're going to focus on is diabetes. Many more diabetics in India than there are in the United States, especially down in southern India. It's a rice culture, and so eat a lot of carbohydrates, gives them diabetes like it does us. And when I was there, there were actually some companies that were, I would say, were further along in the management of diabetes than things I've seen in the United States. For example, there was a company called Apollo Sugar, which was a chain of diabetes-specific hospitals, and they had cellular blood glucose meters, so they were monitoring people remotely, and they had built a business around this. Back in the United States, we were still, the people I knew, were still kind of doing beta tests with this kind of technology. So, you know, I don't think we need to look at our Indian partners as kind of behind us from a technology perspective. I think we have a lot to learn from them. You know, just in the last couple of weeks, I've actually had a couple of people from India come and visit with me. One was from Bangalore. He had some blockchain technology where, you know, you can imagine going to, you know, lots of different doctors, specialists. Each one of them has a little piece of your electronic medical record, and it gets added to a blockchain journal. So basically, you own your medical record in a way that you don't today. I thought that was very interesting. Another partner came from Hyderabad. He's got artificial intelligence to do an intelligent coach for obesity. And Lord, that's something we could definitely use in the United States, isn't it?
In many cases, diabetes and obesity are related.
Chronic diseases all go together. I mean, especially as we start to get older and maybe a little less active, and an intelligent coach that could begin to help you, you know, eat better, exercise better. In both of those situations, those were folks from India that I knew that were doing some pretty advanced things. And, you know, I think this is the kind of thing that you're really looking for to say South Carolina is, you're really stepping up, you know, and beginning to be recognized globally for some of the world-class expertise we have here. And I think if you were a student and participating in this kind of program, you know, where you're getting a bioengineering degree from Clemson, getting some international experience along the way, you know, when you got out and were looking for a job, that'd be a pretty good resume to have, you know, and maybe some of those kids will actually come up with some ideas that might be able to start companies, and then some of the rest of us need to make sure that the ecosystem exists around them so they can start those companies here and be successful.
Well, that's great news from the upstate, John. Labor Day is history now, and I noticed there are events popping up for our business community.
Yeah, the fall is here. So we have the South Carolina Manufacturing Conference coming up, the South Carolina Aerospace Conference coming up related to life sciences. SC Bio is coming up later in the fall, and place where people interested in that topic can plug in. And of course, we have the entrepreneurial events all over the state, like Tech After Five and A Million Cups. So lots of ways people can plug into the innovation and entrepreneurship community in the state.
John, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page where you will find those events listed. And he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.